great voice, great guitarist. He's our wild thing on the radio. Mark Spud Carroll is on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. What about last week's tipping disaster? A winner.
Well, you got five. You got five. You did all right. You did all right last week, mate.
There was a couple of upsets there, but even this week's a toss of a coin. But
yeah. Just first up, what was your overall impression of the quality of the football played last weekend, Mark?
It was quite amazing. I think the players in the trial games, you need a bit of trial game form to, you know, just get your timing right to the fence. And they had another week just to fine-tune. But some of the games, you know, to see, you know, the Broncos, the way they come out and put their on the line. And also to top it off, the Dolphins. How good was it to see the Dolphins
fantastic.
Beat the Roosters?
Yeah, fantastic. Well, look, once again, the hot topic this week is head knocks, concussions and independent doctors. Everybody's had their 20 cents worth. Who do you think should be doing the call on whether or not players are taken off the field, Mark?
Well, as a player, it's a badge of honour not to go off. So if there's someone there, you're going to say, I'm okay. But if some independent doctor, they're watching every angle now. Our era I played, the era before that, there was one camera. Now they've got bloody 20 out there.
Yeah.
And if they see someone with a bit of a knock, I just think if they have a collision, they sort of watch the next maybe one or two, maybe three plays. And then, you know, they see some sort of movement from the player, they take them off. But my thing is, if they can do the test very quick and they do it within 5 minutes, I reckon they should be able to go back on the field instead of waiting the 15 minutes because it sort of puts a team under a lot of pressure.
Right. Did you see the Ponga incident? Were you surprised he was taken off?
Not really.
No, neither was I.
You know, he was, he's had multiple concussions.
Yep.
I know the helmet, helps in some ways. Yeah, I worry about Kiri. He's one game away from having a real good rest.
Yeah.
And obviously he knows that as well, but that's the nature of our game. And sometimes things happen. You know, he went for a loose ball. He had a bit of a collision. I know he felt okay, but as I said, if it was only for 5 minutes, that'd be fantastic. But if they took him off for 15, he couldn't finish the game. And it certainly, was it a game changer? Yeah, in some ways it was.
Yeah. A lot of people have said it might stop people trying to milk penalties if they think they might get arced or, pulled off for 15 minutes or more.
Yeah, fair call. I haven't thought of that. The game is so quick. To slow it down, then the independent doctor might say, okay, you must have a concussion, but it's the fine line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a fine line. Okay, kicking off round two, it's a blockbuster tonight. Once again out at Penrith. They don't often lose two in a row. They haven't done for three seasons. Latrell Mitchell definitely playing for the Rabbitohs. But do you think Penrith might lose two in a row?
I think home ground advantage. I said that last week.
That's right.
Now the Rabbitohs are in good form to start the year off. They've got some amazing attack out wide. And I think they're missing a big bopper up front to Tola, and I think he's a big piece of their the way they play. So I'll go the Panthers.
He's going the Panthers at home, and as I said, they haven't lost two in a row NRL games. They lost the Challenge Cup to St Helens. It's not often they lose a few to start the season. Okay, first game tomorrow night. All the action right here. You'll be calling it along with Jimmy Smith and Brett Camorley, the Parramatta Sharks games. Both sides copped a loss last week. Cronulla now without Wade Graham. He's been suspended. Still no Nicho Hynes. Sean Russell's in on the wing for the Sharkies, for Parramatta, I should say. The otherwise, there's been no... Mitch Moses playing his 200th NRL game too tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's good achievement by Mitch. But the thing is, I think the Sharks, Nicho, they're still missing him. Wade Graham's now out. And I'm sure the Cronulla coach would have been filthy with a defensive effort. So that's one thing they're really good at last year. But Parramatta have to put some form on the board. Sure, they're missing a few players, but I'm really expecting and hoping that Mitch actually stands up and shows he's worth that much money.
Okay. The late game tomorrow night up in Brisbane at Suncorp. It's one of quite a few Queensland derbies now that there's four Queensland teams. The Broncos take on the Cowboys. It's always a great game. Kevin Walters, obviously the Broncos pulling off one of the big upsets of the opening round by beating Panthers. Boosted with the return of Reece Walsh, their star signing. Todd Payton, he's keeping the same 17 that defeated the Raiders. This should be a great clash.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Cowboys, they got out to a massive lead. I think the coach would be absolutely filthy the way they let the Raiders back in the game. And the Broncos, did they come out firing? Defensively, they were great. Can they back it up? I think in my head, I'm going to go to the Cowboys.
Okay, the early game, the 3 o'clock game at Allianz Stadium, the Roosters take on the Warriors. Obviously, Chooks wanting to bounce back after being shell-shocked from the loss to the Dolphins last week. Big win for them. Joey Manu's been named to return from injury. New Zealand coach Andrew Webster, named the same team that beat Newcastle. They didn't look all that flash, though, did they? Either did the Knights in that clash last week. Who do you like here, the Roosters?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go to the Warriors. I like what I've seen the Warriors this year. I think, as I said, the Webster, the new coach there, has certainly changed the way they play. Mate, they can beat any side every week. They are an incredible side.
Okay.
When they get the mindset right. And I just think the Roosters, they're in a bit of an area where we don't know if Victor's got to play. He got cuts last week. He might have to have a rest. They're missing big Jared up front. I'm upset. I'm going to go to the Warriors.
Wow, okay. Surprise, surprise. Okay, the 5:30 game at Morton Daly Stadium. The Dolphins, fresh from a great win last week, first up. They take on the Raiders. How good were the Dolphins last week? Wasn't that a great game?
Yeah, it shows the masterclass of the coach, Wayne Bennett. But what Wayne does, he gives opportunities for young kids, and he's let a couple of young kids come through making their debut at 18 and 19. My God, I only got graded at 19. I didn't play first grade regular until I was 23. So these kids coming through are so mature, but under the guidance of Wayne, it's just incredible. I reckon they're playing up there at where are they playing at?
Morton Daly Stadium.
Oh, mate, it'd be absolutely pumping. It would be incredible. Over. As a player, Kafuski was outstanding, leading the way, and there's going to be other players in that pack. Yeah. I'm going for the Dolphins.
He's going for the Dolphins. Have you seen that Dawn of the Dolphins, the Stan documentary?
Yeah. It's so clever how those shows are done. I love Stan, the way it just gets in there to see what suits, but some of the camera angles and just remarks from Wayne, mate. You can just see, he's amazing. You don't worry about his age, right?
Yeah.
He's just so knowledgeable of this game. It just makes it simple.
Yeah.
Don't overcomplicate what you're doing.
Yeah. All right, the late game on Saturday down in Melbourne at Amy Park. It's a 7:30 kickoff. The Storm take on the Bulldogs. Melbourne without Cameron Munster. That was a nasty one. But pretty gutsy effort playing on, though, with a compound dislocation of the finger. He won't be playing, though, for a few weeks. The Bulldogs coach Cameron Seraldo. He's not panicking yet. He's got the same team that got beaten by Manly last week. This will be an interesting one down in Melbourne on Saturday night, Mark.
Yeah, Canterbury side are sort of finding their feet, aren't they? But under the guidance of the new coach, they're still missing a couple of players on the bench. But Melbourne Storm, home ground advantage. Surely missing Munster, and how tough was he? But the thing about the Melbourne Storm, and I've always said this, they've got wardrobes full of different players, right? They go there and say, we need a player, mate. They pull one out. They've got clones of every player, and they know what they're doing. And I think the Melbourne Storm, I think they might put a score on them.
Okay, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday, the Tigers take on the mighty Newcastle Knights. They're playing at Leichhardt Oval. They're playing for the Alan McMahon Shield. The Knights didn't look all that impressive last week, did they, Mark?
No, they're horrible. Defensively, you've got to work harder in the middle. Carlin, I want him. They've got him at 5'8" for him to touch the ball balls, but when he touches the ball, I want him to attack the line. I just don't want him passing and carrying on, dancing around like he's he's in the ballet. I want him to start taking the defence on. As a defender, with someone with so much speed and footwork, it's hard to defend, but I'm going to go home ground advantage there.
Yeah, okay. Dane Gago back in the centres for the Knights, which is a big plus, and of course David Clemmer taking on his old team. That's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, it should be great. Yeah. But I just think the other side will win, mate.
Yeah, all right. And just on the comment on Knights, you reckon the Safidi brothers ought to lift their work rate a bit?
Oh, they can't do it by themselves. They certainly work hard, those two. As I said, it was only game one, yes.
Yeah.
It's all about confidence, all about timing. I'm sure they'll be better for the run, but I don't know if they can do it.
All right. Well, I'm going for the Knights again, obviously. Sorry, okay, the final game, round two in the NRL, it's the 6 o'clock game on Sunday, Jubilee. Dragons, we didn't see them last week. They had the bye, but they take on the Titans. Jack Bird, he's back from that knee injury. No changes to the Gold Coast side that beat the Tigers. Kieran Foran's playing. David Fifita, that's good news for the Titans. He's re-signed for another 3 seasons. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, it's good news for the Titans, but I think we'll see massive growth with David, with Foran in the side. He's a great player. I think he's going to be the buyer of the year if he stays on the field. I know he's got a little bit of an injury, but he's had that many injuries, he knows how to fix them. So I'm going to go... I'm going to go the Queensland side again. It hurts to say that.
He's going the Titans. Look, just as an aside, it popped into the news during the week that Broncos Payne Haas is doing a barbershop apprenticeship, apparently. Were you still working while you were playing?
Oh, bloody earth. My old man made me work. I've had that many different jobs, even though I was a roof plumber, but then I got into sales. Then I was selling office stationery of all things.
Were you really?
My dad was a real estate agent, mate. As they say, if you don't ask, you don't get. And I was, when you're doing cold calls, I'd walk in there with a bit of a black eye, and the girl would say, no, we're fine. I'd have someone in the background who said, oh, Mark Carroll, so I'd bring him forward. And he'd want to talk footy, right? You've got to use the footy. And then he goes, mate, whatever you're selling, we're buying, mate. I sold a heap of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and I just kept selling. And I think with Bob Ford, he wanted to keep you active. So he afforded blokes who had a job. And you know, I've just always been into sales. And I just sell sand to the Arabs have made it.
All right, mate, good calling tomorrow night, and as always, great to talk to you. Have a great week, and we'll catch up next Thursday. Thank you again.
Yeah, to our listeners, I'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Mark Spud Carroll, he'll be calling the game, the 6 o'clock game tomorrow. You can hear all that action right here, along with Jimmy Smith, Brett Camorley, as well as Mark. And of course, don't forget all the action from tonight's game. It will be a blockbuster, the Panthers and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, all that action right here from 7. That's game one for round two, Panthers. And as I said, they haven't lost 2 NRL games in the last 3 years. It might happen tonight. Anyway, good luck to your team and go the Knights.